This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Fires erupted in Syria's Latakia port's container storage area following an Israeli missile attack, according to Syrian state media on Tuesday. The attack, the second this month, damaged facades of a hospital, some residential buildings, and shops. The Syrian Defense Ministry said in a statement, quote, "The Israeli aggression caused big materialistic damages, and assessing its results is still a work in progress." Israel has mounted frequent attacks against what is described as Iranian targets in Syria, where Tehran-backed forces, including Lebanon's Hezbollah, have deployed over the last decade to support President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's civil war. Reuters is reporting that Hong Kong prosecutors on Tuesday filed a new charge of sedition against jailed media tycoon Jimmy Lai, who already faces charges under a tough national security law that critics say has stifled freedoms in the Asian financial hub. The 74-year-old Lai, the founder of the pro-democracy Apple Daily newspaper, appeared in court alongside six other former Apple Daily staffers. The Daily tabloid closed in June after authorities raided the newspaper, arrested staff on national security grounds, and froze its assets. The charge accuses Lai of conspiracy to print, publish, sell, and distribute seditious publications between April 2019 and June 24, 2021. Lai was sentenced earlier this month along with seven other pro-democracy advocates for taking part in an unauthorized candlelight vigil commemorating the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. He and other pro-democracy activists have been targeted by Hong Kong authorities since China imposed a strict national security